So what was the next step?
So he, after a bit more than a year after that, he presented with obstructive jaundice, and we restaged him, as we normally would do, and there was a mass that we saw in the area close to where he had the radiotherapy, so he can't get additional radiation treatment. The surgeon did not think that further surgery will be in favor of the patient, so we worked him up to start palliative chemotherapy. He had to wait several months because although he had what appeared to be a recurrence, which was biopsy proven, by the way, he wasn't really in much pain, and he was maintaining his appetite and weight and performance status. So only recently, like 3 weeks ago, he started on chemotherapy with 5-fluorouracil, leucovorin, and nanoliposomal irinotecan. And the reason why we didn't go back to use gemcitabine and nab-paclitaxel or even like FOLFOX was because of the neuropathy, which he still has some neuropathy.
And what about the jaundice? What was done about that?
The jaundice, he had a stent placed. He had a stent placed to relieve the jaundice, and that was taken care of.
Any other alternatives that you considered besides 5-FU-NLRI or would have been considered, considering his residual neuropathy?
Unfortunately, it's difficult to use oxaliplatin or back to gem-nab-paclitaxel, so our options are very limited. One option would have been to put him on a clinical trial. I, in my practice, because I work in an academic institution, we have a robust phase 1 program. I do genomic profiling on my patients who have stage 4 disease, and in his case, it was done, but we didn't find any druggable type of mutation. So what the things we're looking for, obviously, are the microsatellite instability. He was stable. We're looking for BRCA1-2 mutations, which he didn't have. And also we're looking for the odd possibility of a HER2 new amplification, which sometimes may be present, which he did not have either. So for that reason, we could not really put him on a clinical trial. We did not have one open for him, and the NLRI5-FU was the best option for him at this time.